36. All right, what's going on, guys? It's your boy Reese, and welcome back again to another episode of the podcast. And today we're talking about One Piece, okay? Eiichiro Oda solidifies GOAT status, in quotations, be prepared to die for One Piece. This is Oda's words. An extreme quote from One Piece's Eiichiro Oda to his editor showcases why the series is deemed the greatest manga of all time by so many. An especially intense quote from One Piece's Eiichiro Oda to his editor showcases why so many franchise fans continue to deem the manga to be the greatest of all time. Popular ex formerly Twitter user Sandman revealed that Oda had told his editor at the time, Naoki Kawashima, be prepared to die for One Piece. If you destroy your health due to overwork, I'll take care of your family financially. Taking on the mantle as Oda's editor is a particularly tough affair, with many not lasting long. According to a chart by Ren Iria that logged weekly Shonen Jump editors, Kawashima was Oda's fourth editor in 10 years. He didn't stay there long either, leaving the role less than a year into his tenure. Oda's commitment to his manga is well documented, notoriously sleeping for around 4 hours a day, goddamn. This has led to numerous health issues like sleep deprivation, and he's gone on record to say that he sends his blood pressure readings to his doctors daily. When his doctor warned that it was too high, Oda casually replied, "An ideal blood pressure can't always be applied to everyone, and so there is no problem." While Oda works hard on his manga, there had been a growing sense by his employers that this effort wasn't being matched by other One Piece stakeholders. Following the One Piece remake announcement, resurfaced interviews of Oda's employers slamming Toei, Bandai, and others for low-quality anime and merchandise went viral in Japan. Nevertheless, his efforts have undeniably paid off, with his work again being one of the best-selling manga of 2023, spawning one of the longest-running anime series in history, as well as a critically acclaimed live-action TV show. Oda's One Piece has been collected into 107 volumes as of January 2024. Viz Media licenses the manga in North America and has translated up to 104 volumes, which is described as the battle between Luffy and Kaido enters the final round. Everyone in Wano puts their lives on the line to protect their home. But even if Luffy can casually actually secure victory, will there be anything left for a new shogun to rule? Volume 105 will be released internationally on March 12, 2024. Now, it goes to show that being an editor for One Piece is not a joke, as it is seen as one of the biggest anime and the greatest animes of all time by a numerous amount of people within the anime community. Do I agree on that? I can't really say. I'm one of those people who like to dibble and dabble in other shows. So I can definitely say what's my top five, but I won't say it's the greatest of all time, because I always feel like something is happening, something is changing, something is always going to come up from the shadows, and which you would never really expect. But working on a series and being an editor for Oda's project of One Piece goes to show that it is not a joke of a series to be taken lightly. It takes effort and it takes consistency to bring up the quality that Oda is looking towards putting up for us, the audience, the anime lovers. So, you know, I think it's a very tough job to be a manga artist, let alone someone who's in the top field of being an anime artist, let alone manga. But it comes with its perks, you know, the money, the fame, the greatest anime works of all time. But the disadvantages does also come with its, you know, not so brightness, such as the high blood pressure and the sleep deprivation. Do you know what I mean? Anyways, this is Oda's One Piece quote, be prepared to die for One Piece. And to be honest, it seems like he's willing to take on the mantle of anyone's family who works underneath him if they happen to pass away due to, I don't know, work-related issues. Shocking. It's been your boy, Russo, Mr. 36. And whether you're watching or listening to this in the morning, afternoon, or evening, make sure to take your 8 hours of rest, okay? Drink water. And if you'd like to support the podcast, make sure to hit the link in the description below. Thank you for tuning in once again. And I'm out. Take care of yourselves. Peace.